This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Now my hari mai ko Hana toku ingoa, and you're listening to That's the Ticket. Today we're getting some very merry meteor content. That's probably it was right there. Some very merry meteor content just in time for Christmas, or should I say Quizmas. Trees at the Meteor and the Meteor Christmas Quiz Night fundraiser are fast approaching, so I've got some Meteor staff in the studio to tell me all about it. Friends of the show, Sian Parker and James Smith, are back. Kia ora team, and welcome back to TTT.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
It's nice to have you back. I feel like I have had both of you on this year already. And Sian, I think it's almost a year to date since I had you on before you got your position at the Meteor, right?
Yeah. We were talking about the Meteor before I had stepped foot officially in the role.
Yeah. And now you're like up to your neck in it.
Now
in a
I'm
positive
in the role.
Way.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess where to start, like busy times, Christmas times, you've got your Christmas quiz fundraiser night. This is the second quiz night of the year, right? You did do a midwinter edition?
Yes, yep.
And that was kind of new because the demand was there, correct?
Yeah, we gave it a go and people wanted to come back. So we threw it again in the winter time when everyone wants, you know, a bit of happiness and joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're returning again.
Yeah, because is this the second time that you've done the end of year one?
Yeah, this is the second Christmas quiz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you still the quiz master, James?
I sure am.
They couldn't find anyone better?
No.
No, that's
it's mine.
That's yours. I mean, you do have a kind of special talent in that space.
I've been like doing quiz mastery stuff for like 10 years, kind of on and off.
Is it on your CV?
Ways. No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, obviously you're on the Meteor team, but like, chuck it on the CV. I reckon it's one of those things you put at the bottom, you know?
Or like just in skills. List all the skills and then Quizmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just like has heaps of trivia knowledge that may come in useful
knows
at some point.
Much.
Knows
too much.
If people don't do quiz though, guys, if I read that, I'd be like, Quizmaster, what does that mean?
Yeah, true.
You know, I'm just putting, you know, just putting that out
Fair.
There just in case.
Did you do quiz before you were at the Meteor?
Not at all. Not at all.
I can tell.
At school? Yeah, it's been an informative process. What can I say?
Yeah. Character building for everyone involved. But I guess the initiative behind the quiz night, I'm going to guess it's to do with fundraising because it's in the title. But, like, who wants to tell me more about it?
I'll take that one.
sound stoked.
Yeah, fundraising and all that.
Yeah.
We're a not-for-profit. We're a charitable trust. We do charitable acts. We work really hard. And at the end of the year, it's our close-down period. And so it's just one of those opportunities to bring our community together, throw a really good night, but also raise funds for our kete as we move into this close-down period and looking into the next year.
I feel like it's a really good fundraising model. I mean, I love all my fundraising models equally, but I think with this one is it's like everyone gets something out of it.
100. I think that's the core, you know, the co-pupper is to be able to provide a really good night and also serve us as well. The whole team gets behind it. It's becoming a really, you know, core part of our cruise schedule. But, I think bringing the community together and asking for something, it's important that we're able to supply a good night as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess with last year's, the first rendition of the end of year, like Christmas quiz night, that was quite a big one in that something quite big came out of that. Like the fundraising for that resulted in
the genie.
the genie.
No, beatbox. Beatbox.
Yeah.
Can someone explain what that means?
So
what do you mean?
Bebop,
just for the listeners at home, guys.
100%.
Beatbox is the new name of our like drivable lift that we have in the theatre. It used to be the genie. Used to make the noise that everyone loved. Thank you. I didn't want to make the noise, R.I.P. and someone did. And that was on sort of on its last legs.
Last wheels, one could say.
If you will. It had been in the theatre for about 20 years. So yeah. it was time. And yeah, we raised a fair bit out of that to replace that. So now we've got Bebop, which is its colloquial name.
And it's really stuck by the sounds of it.
Yeah. It's got it plastered on the side of it. We made sure to put its name on the side, branding and all that.
Is Bebop going to be at the quiz?
Like, we'll make sure Bebop's out.
You should just park it like centre stage, spotlight. And so if you've got any returning like participants coming, being like, look what you did.
Yeah, take a pic.
And this
is beautiful.
This is a cheeky radio host question, so I got to do it. And you don't have to answer it. But is there, with this year's quiz night, is there a goal in mind?
There's not a number as such. I think each one we do, we are recognising what works and what, you know, people want more of. And so this is our focus is to make the quiz night, solidify it in our calendar and push, you know, what the night looks like. But in terms of a number, it's not necessarily tagged to anything currently except to get us through the holidays.
I mean, that seems like a good enough reason for me, to be honest, because, it's not cheap keeping the lights on. And it's literally mean just the literal lights in that building.
Power. Spinny.
Yeah. But, you know, tis the season of keeping the lights on. So the quiz night, it's coming up quite soon. It's running on the 12th of December, 7 p.m. kickoff. More info and tables can be booked at themeteor.co.nz. And is it tables of eight?
Yes.
And so get your team together, get your mates together. I assume you have to buy a table. You can't just like show up and be like, hey, I don't have a team, join a team.
Yeah. At the moment you can book a table. If, you know, eight, that's a big number. I don't know if I'd have eight mates to bring along. We're only an email away. Give us an email and say, hey, we've got some mates we can join and we can see what we can do. But at the moment it's tables for sale.
Great, great. And I guess, James, because you're the quiz master.
Yes.
I really hate looking at you and calling you the quiz master because it's like complimenting James. Just want to let everyone know that James is a huge friend of the show, so this is where the banter is coming from. lot of respect. I'm not being rude to my guests who have sacrificed their time to come and have a chat to me on That's the Ticket. But James, so quiz night.
Yes.
You're the quiz master. Can you tell me more about the actual quiz?
So this time we're running it as six rounds. We were running eight the last couple of times. We just thought it might be a little bit too long. So we're doing six this time. So we've got... Well, now I have to remember off the top of my head because I didn't write anything down.
Just make it up. This is live radio, right?
So first round is called Twice as Famous. So it's all about... a photo of like a person, an actor in a movie playing a famous person.
Yeah.
So you tell me who the famous person is rather than the actor, like the actual famous person. So like if it's a photo of, say, Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, the answer would be Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Okay. I really don't do quite well at that.
It's the first round, so it's meant to be a little bit easy and kind of work your way into it.
Way to ruin it. Sienna and I, like, we got this.
We
and then James
that.
Is like, nah,
that's the easy round.
That's the easy one. No, they're all relatively easy. It's nothing too, like, strenuous just or
keep digging that
terrifying.
Hole, right?
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay, let's move on to the next round.
Second round is 2025 in review, so all the kind of silly things that have happened over the year.
Okay.
Pop cultural things and some historical stuff, nothing too dark and depressing.
Yeah, it's all light.
Yeah. Round three has disappeared off the top of my head. Oh, it's the music quiz snake. So it's a general knowledge of music, but to add a little bit of extra thinking to it, the first letter of the answer is the same as the last letter of the previous answer.
Oh, no.
So they all kind of link up that way.
But when you see it. When you see it on the screen.
Yeah. It all makes sense. And like the first one, you're like, what does this mean? And then slowly you start, oh, yeah. And then if you don't know that answer, you might have the first and last letter and you're like, oh, okay, that starts clicking. And
I feel like I potentially would actually be good at this.
It's a fun way to look at rounds. I used to do them as just full general knowledge and then I wanted to do a music one, but then I was like, let's just blur the two together. And
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. Round four, we have Days of New Zealand Past.
Oh, great title.
So
well done.
Photo of a New Zealand city from the past. Going back, I think the furthest one I've got is like 1890s.
Oh, man.
And you tell me what the city is. So okay. Usually it's kind of like a landmark or something like that, or photos around a landmark, and you kind of try to pick what the city is.
You should do Days of Meteor Past, where it's like old meteor shows, and you have to either like name the show or name like the playwright or something like that.
That'd be fun.
I reckon I'd nail that.
All right, that's going into round five, which is People's Choice.
Oh, great.
So the idea was the few videos we've posted online and the few things we've got up on the socials of give us an idea of a topic or something you want covered, and we'll throw that into that round. So we've got a couple of things so far, but
is that still open?
Yep, that okay. is also open. I haven't even started writing that one yet, so
sweet.
I'll do that the day before. No, I won't.
Let's do a that's the ticket round.
Who is this person's voice?
Who has been a guest on That's the Ticket with Hannah Mooney the most?
Is it me?
I think so. Yeah, actually.
Guys, you ruined it.
It's a tie between you and Yvonne from Right On
yeah,
for the Art.
Yeah, of course it would.
Yeah.
And then round six, because it's Christmas and it's Quizmas, it's a Christmas round.
Yeah, did you just take my Quizmas joke and...
I thought you took my Quizmas
yes.
joke.
Yes. It's called the Quizmas.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on the posters, right?
Maybe.
There's a lot of like mime and eye contact around the studio right now. This is amazing.
I just would like to put forward that in all my reporting for the board, I've been calling it Quizmas.
Okay. Great.
So in my brain, it's always been Quizmas. That must have been a joke that happened in the staff for me.
Yeah.
And it stuck.
Okay, now you're sharing it with me and all our listeners here on That's the Ticket.
I guess it has to be now.
Yeah, anything that happens on That's the Ticket becomes reality. Because you've got an audience. We've got witnesses.
It's official law now.
Yeah.
Man, my mind's blowing.
I will throw Quizmas somewhere on the first screen.
You have to do it now. Man, you can't beat live radio, eh?
Quizmas.
But is I guess, rounding out the Quizmas chat... obviously, you guys are a great team bringing this event, but you're not alone. Have we got any sponsors that you're able to reveal? Okay,
we
if you don't.
Do. We have prizes for quiz teams. Mm. So some of our sponsors are Fun Zone, Sky City, Lido Cinemas, Ross McLeod's The Christmas Tree Mystery Escape Room, and it's just been launched as part of the Hamilton Arts Festival for next year, but the Meteor will be running movies at the Meteor,
yes.
So you will get a family pass to that as
well.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay, even more incentive. You're giving back to the community, an awesome community venue. You're having a great night and you can win some awesome prizes.
Exactly.
That's got everything, team.
It's a good time. Merry Christmas.
Merry Quizmas. okay, well, I think, you know, everyone's getting a bit of the sillies, so I might break for a song. It's about that time of the show.
Tis the season, if you will.
Well, how's this interview going to go, James, if you keep trying to out-joke me? And then Sianza's going to be sitting here being like, hey, I actually have an answer to the question Hannah asked.
Hey, guys.
But no, I do have some Christmassy music. I've got Jingle Bell Rock.
It's a classic.
It's a classic, and I love Mean Girls. So
so good. Should
you
we
know,
do the
there's,
dance?
There's a theatre element. You guys can do the choreo. It's radio. No one's going to tell if you're good or not. So like, you might as well
perfect.
Do it to your heart's content. But
get the camcorder going.
Get the camcorder going? What year is it?
The mum.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's a deep cut. I appreciate it. But here's Jingle Bell Rock and We're the Mean Girls, and we'll be back.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock, mix and a mingle in the jingling feet, that's the jingle bell rock. Go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock, mix and a mingle in the jingling feet, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell
rock. That was the Jingle Bell Rock, and I shushed my guests and they kept talking. My goodness. Can you have some respect? I hadn't even turned your mic up and you're having a chat.
So sorry.
Oh, it's 'tis the season for silliness.
Hey, that was my joke.
Yeah, well, I'm reusing it and pretending it's mine.
Come on.
Nice.
I've got my Meteor mates in the studio, in case you can't tell by the absolute unprofessional ness and lack of performance talent. No, I'm kidding. Are you an award-winning actor, Sian?
Yes.
No, because I was going to be like award-winning actor Sian Parker, everyone. It was just to add another layer to the burn. I do just want to say that, similar to James, Sian and I are very good friends. I'm not just being rude to my guests out the gate, but welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney. And before we broke for that song, well, there was some debate about the quiz night.
The title of it.
The title of it. So the Meteor Christmas Quiz Night fundraiser. And we phoned a friend, kia ora to friend of the show, Chili, your marketing like magician. Is that the official position title?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Okay. And so, Sian, what did we learn when we talked to Chili in that song, right?
Okay, so we refer to it as Quizmas.
Mm.
It's in the office.
That's the ticket.
On That's the Ticket, and often in my board reports.
Yeah.
And there's a social post where I have reconfigured my memory, and I believed that it said Quizmas. It in fact doesn't, but maybe it should. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, notes for next year. But I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. It's not every episode of That's the Ticket that we like solve a mystery mid show. It's keeping me on my toes.
What we're here for.
The festive fun is number one here.
Wow.
No, it's just because James is here. I'm just trying to be funny. But instead, I'm going to do my job and ask you guys some more questions.
Go on then.
So we've kind of covered Quizmas.
But I want to sticks.
I want to talk to you guys about trees for a hot minute, if that's okay. So Trees at the Meteor is back from the 10th of December. And, like, how's that coming?
It's good. We've packed it all in today. Mm. Trees were dropped off on Sunday, and the team have been on the ground today getting it all ready. We're really excited. It's one that comes around every year. And, yeah.
And I guess this year you're doing things a bit differently again, are we? Because last year it was in the gallery space.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still in the gallery space this year?
Yes. So it's returned to the Nancy Cager gallery space, our creative lounge and our bar area.
Great.
But we've taken some learnings from last year, and I would say it's elevated as well.
We've leveled up.
We're leveling up.
It's
yeah.
not exclusive to mini trees anymore, right?
No. Yeah. There's a mixture of mini trees and large trees.
Yes, and you can tell I do my research because I was looking at the Trees at the Meteor, like, listing and stuff on your website. Actually, if you're not driving, a great place for you to go right now is themeteor.co.nz. Just go have a hunt, go have a hone. It's a fun place for everyone.
have a hone on the website.
I can't wait till we get the games up on there. And
but I read that you guys are going back to your roots with the theme for the event, right? Compassion, not consumption?
Yes.
As opposed to, I think historically there's been like a lot of like different categories and stuff, whereas this, it's like the trees we know and love, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're leaning back into it.
Mm. The whole idea was always about compassion, not consumption. But having those extra categories just added more prizes for everyone. That was the idea. Hey, here's a cool thing. But it's a lot of admin, a lot of work. And it just makes it a little bit simpler for everyone involved, including the tree makers, if they just make their idea. And yeah, so it's kind of just strip it back, make it nice and fun for everyone.
The focus is also to bring for tree makers, but also for people enjoying trees at the Meteor to come in, again, have a good night, spend time with their friends and family, and get to kind of experience the space in a different way. And so that's really at the forefront this year as well.
Actually, and it's made me realise, because obviously us three, we all have the assumed knowledge, and I'm like, I didn't actually get you guys to explain what Trees at the Meteor is, just if, you know, for listeners who are unfamiliar. Anyone up to give me a rundown of that one?
So Trees at the Meteor is, I don't actually know how long it's been running for in total.
I think it's at least 20 years.
Yeah, I've probably been saying longer. 15-ish, but I'm probably fully wrong on that.
Yeah.
But
like it was before your time.
Oh, way. Well, I think my first full year was the year that we took it over in-house.
Yeah. No, I meant before your time, on this earth side.
Possibly. Yeah. I genuinely don't know.
Let's talk about age on the podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry, James.
No, it's fine. The idea is for community members to come together and just build their own Christmas tree as a walkthrough exhibition. It used to be in the theatre itself and as a big exhibition, and as a way to sort of make it a little bit simpler for everyone involved. It's now a smaller walkthrough exhibition, but still Christmassy and fun, and everyone's involved.
You still get your hot chocolate and awkward family photos awkward at family the end.
Something's never changed. And the t-shirts as well.
T-shirts, yep.
The screen printing.
Well, we've switched it up with the screen printing.
Yes. Exciting.
Yes, okay. And we're going with vinyl iron-ons just to see to test it out and make sure, see how that goes, and mostly to be able to keep up with the quantity, and so we can maintain that same day. Kind of you hand in your t-shirt, you get it done, and you receive it back.
Yeah, you walk through, and then by the time you're at the end, you get the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, great. And are entries still open? No. Oh, no, you said it's packed in. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, tartingers are painted on sometimes. And I guess my next question is, similar to a lot of things at the Meteor, you guys are reliant on volunteers.
Yes, heavily.
And especially with this event, are there volunteer spots open for this one?
There's limited volunteers. If you're really, really keen, give us an email. We've been really fortunate when we started to advertise for volunteers. People really, I think it's a beloved event for all involved. And so there's a lot of people that return each year and fill up that schedule.
And I mean, while we're talking about volunteering at the Meteor, there's other opportunities. There's always opportunities, correct?
Always.
And whether it's front of house or tech, cleaning, whatever, they'll find something for you, right? There's always mahi to be done in that space.
100%.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're the place to go for that info at the... Oh, what's your general email address?
Kia ora at the Meteor.
Oh, kia ora at the Meteor.
Or just visit the website. If you're in the space around trees at the Meteor, you'll see QR codes around that you can open to put your name down to be a volunteer.
Yep, and there's not really any experience required. Like, if you have experience, great, let the team know. But if you're just new and you want to give it a go and see what it's all about, you've got, there's
100%.
Like, air quotes, entry-level positions. No, you just work your way up, right?
Yeah.
Start ushering and then you get on the bar and then, you know. Yeah.
We can show you as well. It's a really cool way if you're interested in the space or the arts industry, if you want to give it a go or just be near it, you can come in and experience it.
Yeah. Great. I'm just saying, I think that's kind of all my main stuff for trees. And I guess, I know we whizzed through quiz night. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to talk to on that one? Anything I missed out there?
Was there anything we missed out? What's on our...
We're looking at notes.
Looking over my shoulder.
There's a potential, a TBC, but there's a potential that we may have food offerings at the quiz.
Great.
TBC, but very close to C. That, yeah, you'll be able to get some Kai as well, as we'll be there at the bar. We don't have the answers, so don't try. People do try. But I might try and take the answers from you, so, you know.
Okay. And actually, are you guys doing that thing where you sell answers?
Yes. We do clue cards. So you can, it's like $2 a clue. And I've got my quiz assistant, who's been doing it for me for the last couple of years, Dave Smith, my father.
Great, absolute legend.
Absolutely.
Perfect, perfect choice to come in and do quiz, because
nothing says Christmas merriment like Dave Smith.
Is he dressing as an elf?
He has a Bar Humbug Santa hat that he will be wearing.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
So he wanders around during the quiz and gives out clues as you, if you wish to buy them, or you can buy a little clue card, which is like $20. And
we also have a raffle that goes as well.
Great.
So it's all your classic New Zealand fundraising kind of vibe.
Is there a sausage sizzle or a bake sale?
Oh, if only we could get the food license. Trust. Oh, we would love a little bunning situation in the workshop with the saucy sizzle. Yeah.
I reckon Guy would be good. I have seen him at meteor events on the snags.
Okay,
well, you know.
And just in general, he just sits out the back with his little barbecue, like camp cooker, and
bless.
Does a massive boarwurst on a pan.
Oh, man. Food for thought.
Food for thought.
I guess the only staff member we haven't talked about is Karina.
Well, okay, let's do a shout out to Karina, because she is the queen of Trees at the Meteor. So we are here to talk all about the Christmas program, but the person behind everything that has organised all the schedules, has organised us with to-do lists, has set out and been the comms. So if you have signed up to be a volunteer at the Meteor, as well as specifically for trees, if you are a tree maker and you've dropped your tree off on Sunday, it's Karina who you would have seen. It's Karina who answers all the emails, all of that. So it's a huge, huge shout out to Karina, who I would say is the heart of our Christmas program, and we are the limbs that move around her. Because of her dedication, this event, as well as the rest of our Christmas program, gets pulled off each year.
Oh, that's so nice. Sounds like it's going to be a really real victory. Victory.
Wow.
I wish if I hadn't started that way.
Yeah, no, it took a bit.
Yeah, I was still. This is live radio, guys. I'm making jokes like in real time.
What do you mean? You got your notebook out and you flipped through trying to
find that one,
guys. This is audio. It's not a visual experience. Don't.
Yeah, I keep using my hands in different ways.
Yeah, you realize, eh? Yeah. But it's now I've got a break for I've got a break for Rick's pack.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah. So you guys will remember, listeners. I explain it every week, and we're going to explain it to you now. So it's time for Rick's Pick. I have an Uncle Rick. He is a great uncle, great listener of radio, great listener of music. And when I started That's the Ticket, what number are you guys? I've started looking up what number you guys are. Beep, boop, beep. 246 episodes ago.
Wow.
Yeah, we turned 5 this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't look a day over 245.
Not a day.
Not a day. But when we started the show a long time ago now, Uncle Rick was like, hey, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like. And each week you can pick a song from the list, and we'll play Rick's pick. And every week I have, and now I do this thing where I try and like make it on theme with like who I'm talking to and what we're talking about. And so, yeah, it turns into a bit of an English essay sometimes, because I'm like, I picked this because it aligns with the theme of this, which is like integral to this play.
Impressive.
But for this one, I've gone with a Queen track. Well, technically it's Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure. Because I feel like when you're competing in a quiz, you're a little bit under pressure, like in a fun way.
Nice.
In a fun way. Mm. This is, again...
I see it.
Yeah, English essay. And I mean, my mum loves Queen, and like I feel like I always talk about my mum on the show at least once. So, kia ora, mum. Everyone say hi to mum.
Hi, mum.
Hi, mum.
Yeah, thank you. But Uncle Rick, this one's for you. I hope you enjoy it, mate. Thank you.
Slashed and torn.
Snaps for this week's Rigs Pick. I don't know if that's my best joke, but it's actually something I take very seriously, Rick's Pick. And as always, thank you, Uncle Rick, for choosing my songs for me. It means a lot. Welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney. I've got my Meteor mates, Sian and James, here in the studio. We've been covering a lot of ground because, you know, it's Christmas time fast approaching and lots of Christmassy things at the Meteor. We were talking about trees at the Meteor, which is, I want to say, a monster of an event in like in a positive way. Yeah. It's just it's a big event, but a great event. And, you know, it's got a solid fan base. We love to see it literally because you go and you see trees. And I referenced, why are you laughing? That's legit the actual event.
No, it's just the you'd love to see it because you see things there.
Hey, I talk to people about art. I cannot. Hey now, let's talk about visual things on radio because no one can see it. Everyone's just listening and imagining right now. But you, where was I going with my segue?
I don't know.
I think I was talking about how I made a ref. I'm going to do that thing where I bring up something we talked about off air and bring it back into the show. Because when we were talking about trees, I was like, it's still the trees you know and love. You walk around, you get your hot chocolate at the end. And then you guys just cash as in that song break dropped that we've still got the classic free hot chocolate at the end, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Got the free coffee, free hot chocolate, you know, spoon in, sugar. However, if you want to, you know, get a bit exciting.
Yeah, up the ante.
Up the Christmas ante.
I love
as
sales.
As if you can hear Bublé defrosting in the back. All right. We have a peppermint hot chocolate for sale as well, which is, as it sounds, peppermint-flavoured hot chocolate, but it also has whipped cream and crushed candy canes, and it will look great on the Insta.
Yes, it will.
On the Facebook, on the Christmas card, if you do a family newsletter, too far.
I'm like, how old are you right now?
I'm trying to cover all the ages.
Okay, what about the TikTok?
Yeah, and the TikTok.
Well, let's put a that in front of everything. The Google Meet. No.
Pop on the Google Meet if you need.
Pop it on the Teams. No, it sounds like it's going to put some pep in your step, though.
There we go. Fantastic work. Well,
yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying really hard, way too hard. But that's awesome. So you can still get your free one, but if you want to, you know, upgrade, you can purchase it from the Meteor Bar / Cafe.
Yes. So yep. This year, if the followers have noticed, we've had a bit of a cafe opening during our gallery hours, Claire at the cafe. And so she's going to be working the events. And yeah, if you want to have your normal hot chocolate vibes, you can do that for free. But also if you want an espresso and need a bit more pep in your step, you can get a peppermint hot chocolate as well.
You can take that pep in your step. You can use it. I hope I see it out in the world. And I guess with the, you know, the free coffee and hot chocolate that you guys usually do, is that sponsored?
It is. It is. We kind of reach out to all potential parties and look for sponsorship. So we're still in that process at the moment.
Okay.
If there are businesses that want to koha anything, milk, hot chocolate, whatever, but also monetary sponsorship, yeah.
Or, I mean, you guys are always accepting any form of sponsorship, right? Is there anyone else you want to shout out for Trees who's helping you out?
Yeah, so we have a range of sponsors this year for Trees. It's such a big community event. We've got prizes available for the tree makers, but also the little kind of areas of the event that our loyal followers will always recognise, but sometimes we need a bit of help. So we've got Balloons Over Waikato, we've got Te Whare Tonga Waikato Museum, the Waikato Farmers Market, Waikato Society of Arts, Trek and Travel, Apocalypse Lounge's Escape Room, Dreamview Creamery, Harcourt's Foundation, Creative Community Schemes, and that's the list so far. But I'd say it'll be growing over the next week.
Yeah, so listeners, if you've got something that you're willing to give, it can be money, it can be milk, you heard it here first.
We'll take it.
Then, just reach out to the Meteor team, kilda@themeteor.co.nz, send Sian an email, or Karina, or whoever manages that inbox. It's not important, just email them, guys. Just email them. And I guess before I launch into my upcoming events, is there anything else you guys want to plug event-wise, or anything, actually?
Probably the Christmas tree mystery, the escape room. We're doing that upstairs in the rehearsal room. Apocalypse Lounge are taking that over, and so that will be running throughout December as well. You can find out more details on our website.
That also reminded me, that's where I started dropping in, actually. But is there like a closure period for the theatre over Christmas? Like, when are you guys back on deck?
We will be closed from the 21st of December till around about the 6th of January.
Okay.
The team are kind of... Some are coming in different times throughout January.
Yeah. And I'm saying this because, I mean, obviously you can look on the Meteor website to see what's on, and that'll kind of give you a clue, but it's probably going to affect the cafe and the gallery opening hours, right?
Yes, yeah. Yep. Gallery, cafe, and almost our first event in the Black Box will all be around mid-February.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, now I'm going to do my Henry thing where I talk about some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, in the not-so-distant future. You guys can have a chill. If you feel inspired to interject, you may. But the Meteor Christmas Quiz Night fundraiser is running at the Meteor Theatre on Friday the 12th of December from 7pm to 10pm. More info and tables can be booked at themeteor.co.nz. It's a magical place. Go visit it. And then Trees at the Meteor, so it's back on the 10th of December and runs until the 19th. Doors are open 11am to 2pm over the 10th to 12th of December, and then 6:30pm to 9pm over the 13th to 19th of December. So there's daytime options, there's evening options. Visit themeteor.co.nz for more info. And entry is koha for that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great, we love to see it. And then elsewhere in the Tron, Rivoli Theatre has Disney's Freaky Friday the Musical running right now until the 13th of December. Shows are at 7:30pm, more info on tickets at iTicket. And then in the Beyond section, so outside of Hamilton, Cambridge's Gaslight Theatre has The Grinch-ish running right now until the 13th of December, more info on tickets at gaslight.nz. And Taylor, a tribute to the eras of Taylor Swift, is in at Clarence Street Theatre on the 13th of December, which is Taylor Swift's birthday. Take note, Uncle Rick. And that's got a 7pm show. More info on tickets at Ticketek. I do always like to follow that by saying I am not the definitive guide to everything on in like Hamilton and beyond, because like if I was going to do that, I wouldn't need any guests. And it's quite nice to have people in the studio instead of just me like harping on. But I, you know, I always say support your mates, support your venues. If you can buy a ticket, go buy a ticket, go get amongst it. We love to see you. But I've got a kind of last cheeky question for you guys that you were not briefed on. And it's not—it's not the tea question.
Oh, I was prepping mine all night last night.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay, because I can still ask you the tea question if you want.
No, if you want.
Nah, but I thought because of what we've been talking about, instead of asking you how do you take your tea, I wanted to ask you about your favourite tree. Because trees are the medial.
Yeah. No. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see the connection.
Yeah. So I don't know. I didn't really think that hard about how this question's going to work.
Yeah, like fake or alive or like decorations or like colour.
I guess, how do you light your Christmas tree?
Ah, there we go.
We'll simplify it. Or if you want to talk about a past tree from Trees at the Meteor, like if one sticks in your brain.
I was just ready to say spruce.
Spruce?
The spruce tree, because it's a funny name.
That was it?
I thought that's what the question was. Okay. What's your favourite type of tree? Spruce.
I like fake.
You like fake?
I suffer from the hay fever.
Yeah, me too.
Same. I love fake.
Okay. How do you feel about what cut? Like, do you go for a green?
Yeah, mine is green with snow. Same. But over the years, the snow, it just needs to get off.
There's more snow on the carpet than there is on the tree.
100%, and it itches, and I'm over it, okay?
Okay.
This is a petition to be, we're in New Zealand, okay? Don't try and trick your family that it's snowed inside. It hasn't, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening.
there was a strong hot take from Zion Barker there. How big is your Christmas tree?
Like, taller than me?
Taller than you, yeah.
6 foot?
You have a 6 foot
It's a big one. I've got a big, big, very, yeah, takes up space.
Have you got it up here? That's the question.
No, I'm not ready for that.
When do you put it up?
Well, it should be 1st of December?
Yeah.
Right.
So it should already be up, Sian.
Oh, I just, you know, I need a run up.
James, do you have a Christmas tree in your funny?
Are you saying that like you expect me to not?
I do expect you to not.
Yeah. No, my partner.
You're a little bit bah humbug.
Whoa. No, I like Christmas. I just don't, you know, the big Christmassy stuff is just to me. But my partner's very like, I want Christmas trees and that sort of thing. So last year we bought a massive Christmas tree that looks like a proper pine tree.
Right.
And it's tall. It nearly touches the roof.
Wow.
It's big.
I'm impressed.
It's very big. Takes up like a doorway kind of space.
Great.
It's great.
Has it got snow?
It does not have snow, but...
That's snow good.
Yep.
Okay, everyone chill.
That's me.
Everyone chill. No, I think that's probably about us, to be honest. It's getting a bit silly, but thank you, for joining me on TTG today. Means a lot. Welcome back anytime, and I'm sure you'll be back in the new year.
Yep.
As we tend to do. But break a leg for the festive season down at the Meteor. And I'm going to play us out with... Okay, so this is a real deep cut. So I saw some promo for the quiz night, and it was a video of you, and it was we could see stuff on your laptop.
What have you seen?
Are you guys familiar with the hit film K-pop Demon Hunters?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I was going to play Golden.
Oh, I have a 9-year-old. This is my soundtrack.
That's one of the questions.
I wanted to know what you guys thought I was going to play, though. There was a palpable tension in the studio.
What you would have seen on my laptop. Like, I did have a couple, a little Easter egg if you zoomed right in.
Did you?
Yeah. There was a tab open because I use Google Slides, so it was on like Chrome, and on one of the tabs it had how to quiz good on it.
Oh my goodness me!
So if you really zoom in, you might be able to see it.
Okay, that's what I call TTTT. Yeah, we got the inside scoop.
But then you also might have seen all like my like you know, bookmarks and that sort of thing. Nothing weird. It's just like, you know.
You're really making me want to immediately Doctor Who novels and that sort of thing. Oh, crikey. Okay, well, let's call it. Doctor Who novels.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Gotta read something.
Ho, ho, ho. And to my lovely listeners, you can bet that I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, stay golden, team, and support the Meteor Theatre.
I was a ghost, I was alone. Given the throne, I didn't know how to believe I was the queen that I'm meant to be.
I lived two lives, tried to pick both sides, but I couldn't find my own place. Caught a problem child, could have got too wild, but now that's how I'm getting paid.
Could that see on stage?
Was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.